of it, there's a few places where it says that people tried very hard to figure out when the soid would be, when the gula would come. Hador yozmu das soid v'dofku. They tried to figure out what it is. Ishpat es hamsham v'foku, and so on and so forth. There's a certain counterpart to it. What's the game? If you're telling me that there is a geula, and it's written in the Neil, and it has a zman, and yet we don't know it. I mean, what's the purpose of that game? To give it and not to, and so on. And it brought about bad things. You had many people through Beiris came up with Mashiach Shekers because they thought about these things. So it's the same like we said on the first part. That which is in the Torah is a metzias, and it's possible to deal with it. In other words, if Churban, like we said before, was locked into the metzias of the Bria, so we could be, it could have a makom, it could happen, and then the geula could happen. The geula is written into the metzias that there'll be a geula after Churban. We don't know it. It's like the koi, it's the biggest koi in the Bria, but we know it's there. So by having something there, it allows us to deal with it. So having the churban there means that it's not the end, and having the geula again means that we can live off the geula now with the tikva, even though we don't have a kafayel. The next kina is, it goes a few psukim together with the first, second, fourth, and then third pasuk, and then the third parak. The kinnis had a, there was a seder for how it was written. It says in, I'm reading from the Navi, it says, Vamelech Yoshev Beis Achoyer Bachoyesh Atshi, he was sitting in Kislev in his winter house, Vesa'och Lefonim Vo'eres, and a fireplace burning. Vayihi Kekroi Yehudi Sholosh Losses V'Arba, he read to him the beginning of kinnis, Yikro'eo Besar Hasoifa, he would cut it up, rip it up, with the knife, with a sofa's razor, v'hashech al eich and threw into the fire shalach, atoyim kol amigil al eich shalach. As he finished reading it, he ripped it up, shredded it, put it into the fire. V'loy pochadu v'loy kores b'deim hamelech al avodah v'hashem shalach melech. They weren't scared of it, of all these things that Eicha, the first two prakim of Eicha, v'gam el nosim v'loyog mayo, hifkiu b'melech v'bulti sreif asam megillah v'sham aleim. And then instead he said to get Baruch HaSoif as Yomi HaNovi, to arrest them, Vayistrim Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid them. Vayihidva Hashem al Yomiyo Achri Soif HaMelech Tzamegillah, Vesadvar Shekosav Baruch V'Yomiyo Lema. And when he finished burning it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in a Nevuah to Yomiyo. And he told him, Shuv Kachlucho Megillah Acheres, take a second Megillah. Uchsoiv Alez Kol Advar Rishayna Mashayal Megillah Rishayna, Asher Sarav Yoyokim Alted, and rewrite it again. And it said rewrite it to redo it, which meant he would have three prokim and another parak times three. He knows the parak mishleshes. Vayayokim el Yehuda toima ka'oma Hashem. Atta sarafta sa megillah azayis leimor. Madua kasafta leil leimor. Boyo va melech bovo vishas arts azayis. Vishas menot meima. You had a taina. You said you burnt the megillah to say why should we be destroyed and so on and so forth. You will not have anyone take over your throne. Your carcass will lay out in the streets. It says, his son did take over, but it didn't last 3 months. The musik of dealing with teichacha, we can deal with teichacha by getting rid of the teichacha. So if somebody comes and tells me you're doing this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, I can tell the person I don't want to talk to you. A person has symptoms for disease, he can treat the symptoms and forget about the disease. There's an issur in the Torah of ketzitzas baharis. That if a Torah, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you negoyim, you're not allowed to cut it off. Because it's very simple. What makes the person ashamed, it's like a big scarlet letter on him. He has a nega. And everybody says, oh, here he is, the big tzaddik with the nega. So one very easy solution is to cut off the nega. The Chazal, if a person, the parts where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochiach us, where he sends a Navi to give us Musa, where he sends Yisurim Kalim to tell us to mend our ways, if we don't listen, then we're lost. In other words, anything that is three times over is something that's permanent. It's a chazaka. It's chotam shosmei leikarek. That's why he heard the prakim and he burnt them. So when he rewrote them, he rewrote a perek that was mishaleshes, which would mean a certain finality. His son would not reign for even 3 months, because 3 months would have a shem malchus, because it was 3 months. So the kina here is rephrasing it and rethreading all the psukim together, taking from the other three parashas, Aleph, Beis, Dalet, and then Gimel, to show us how it becomes a chuta mishulish, and how if a person disregards Musa Teichacha, the person loses any hope. Then the person is lost. איך אשפוס איך בסוח בכיף לרוידי ביאף איך סיפייף איך אשפוס איך בסוח בכיף